It's Monday, the 26th of February, 2024. Thanks for tuning into this special What's Old is New Again episode of The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Terrific way to open up this year's special What's Old is New Again episode. That was Vidaness X from Brooklyn. Am I saying it right? I don't know. She's some sort of electro band that does electronic music, but she also just recently released a cover of Penback's Fortress. Do you remember Penback? It really took me back. I was like, wow, it's like the early aughts in here. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to do a whole episode of music that takes me back. And of course, what I realize when I evaluate myself here is that I really just like stuff that all, like everything I play on the show is kind of like, you know, What's Old is New Again, I guess a little. That's sort of an overarching theme. theme of the whole show for all time. But this episode in particular is going to be What's Old is New Again songs. So it's all going to be new music. It's all super new, but also it's got something that takes me back. So up next from Stockholm, Barry Steele. That is the band. He has a new EP. It is called Love Songs. And we are going to hear the song Modus Operandi. So I've never heard of Barry Steele, you say. Of course you haven't. No one has. I've never heard of him. But he only has his one EP and it's new. No one's heard of this guy. But anyway, he's fantastic. And this particular song, Modus Operandi, it's basically like The Cure. I mean, not totally. There's other elements to it musically, but his voice, he's really channeling some Robert Smith here. So it's pretty great. Without further ado, Modus Operandi by Barry Steele from Stockholm. Where else but right here on this special What's Old is New Again episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Strive, default to find, avoid and don't apply. planet. Define your voyage on the planet.
Giants are not Satanists. They are not posing as an easy-listening Nazi rock band trying to lure intellectuals into believing what they already know to be true. No. Listen to the sound of my voice. Put away your big blue cigars and make way. Yes. Make way, ladies and gentlemen, for they might be giants!
Someone wrong, and I fear that it was me. Sapphire bullets of pure blood. Sapphire bullets of pure.
Let's get caught up. After Barry Steelweg there, we heard Almost Twins from Leipzig, Germany. That's right, Almost Twins is the band. They are new, and they have an album that's coming out soon called Hands/Trees. From it, we heard the song Mosaics. They've released a few tracks so far, and it's great. It's got this real, like, Jose Gonzalez, Kings of Convenience from, you know, 15, 20 years ago. I love it. It's super good. and I'm really excited about the album. I'm sure I'll play more of it once the album drops in a few months. So that was that. Then, after Almost Twins, we heard They Might Be Giants reimagined by Luke Hennish. We heard the song Sapphire Bullets of Pure Love if it was on the Pink album. So basically what he did is he took Flood's Sapphire Bullets of Pure Love and he reworked it using the synth that They Might Be Giants used on the Pink album. So it sounds like what if that song was on the Pink album. Terrific. You could do this all day. I would love to hear every They Might Be Giants song as if it was on every other They Might Be Giants album. That would be just fine by me. Super fun. Then after They Might Be Giants, we heard Actual Magic from New York. They have a new song. It's called Do Your Thing, and we heard it. It's released as a single. It's the first single in quite a while. Kind of took me back hearing from Actual Magic, because it's like actually two guys from different bands. You've heard of them. Anyway, whatever. I haven't heard from them in a long time. They got a new release, so it fit in my Old is New Again episode. Speaking of things where it's bands that are releasing stuff for the first time in a long time, how about Camera Obscura? That's right. They're back. From Glasgow, Scotland, they have a new album coming out soon called Look to the East, Look to the West, and they've dropped the first song from it called Big Love. It's what you heard after Actual Magic, and it's a pretty good song. I'm definitely looking very forward to this new Camera Obscura release. Very excited that they're bouncing back after Tragedy. Then, just before I started talking, we heard Britta Phillips from Los Angeles. Of course, Britta Phillips, half of Dean and Britta. They do the Patreon sessions, and last month they released a new one, which I really loved. It's a cover of Louis Armstrong's We Have All the Time in the World, his Bond theme from whenever that was, a long time ago. Super great version of it. I like hers, I think, actually better than the Louis Armstrong version, if we're being honest. I feel like Louis Armstrong, but that song, it's like his vocals don't quite work with the instrumentation, or the production of it's like a little off or something. Feels like they were recorded at different times and just put together. I don't know, that's how I've always felt about it. But Britta's version, spectacular. So I hope you liked it as much as I did. Okay, up next, T. Hanks from Perth, Australia, got together with Chinless Wonder from London and released an album together. It's called Everyone Loves You, and it's fantastic. T. Hanks describes himself as your grandparents' favorite songs with a twist. So that's that fits right in with What's Old is New Again. So these songs, they sound kind of old, but like they're also new. It's pretty cool. I think you're going to dig it. So without further ado, T. Hanks from Perth and Chinless Wonder from London together with Many Women and O Company. Where else but right here on this What's Old is New Again episode of The Sounds in My Head.
And now a special message to the lady. Woo! Vitamins Plus gives you all the certain indispensable vitamins and iron you must have to feel and look as young as you should.
Let's go!
Many women are needlessly throwing away their natural youthfulness, throwing away their youthful charm.
Charm. Charm. Charm.
Charm. Charm. Many women.
Many women.
Many women.
Many women.
Very exciting.
Many women.
Many women.
Many women.
Charm, 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 charm,
charm,
charm,
charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm,
charm, charm,
charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm,
charm, charm, charm, charm,
charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm, charm,
charm, charm, charm, charm,
charm, charm, charm, many, many women. Many, many women. Ladies, don't let that happen to you. You.
Take one.
My name is Victoria Winters. The one person that I have reason to fear is Roger Collins. He has discovered that I know his guilty secret. And now Roger has discovered me. Alone in the house. Alone in the house. Alone in the house.
Oh, company, you're driving me crazy. Oh, company, I'm feeling hazy. You've got my heart racing, you've got my heart breaking. It must be the drugs you got me taking. Oh, company, you're driving me crazy. And you should know.
Alone in the house. Alone, alone in the house. Alone in the house. Alone, alone in the house. Alone in the house. Alone, alone in the house. Alone in the house. Alone, alone in the house.
There's something that I can't explain. It's all the books you want to read. We're living in a library. You're sleeping on the
train car. She went out to the city looking for a better job. He was in trouble. He said over the siren, I love you, but I'm just a slob. This is a hard edge, it's something to remember. The theater's for wasting time. Working is lousy, and college is for quitters. Some cemetery is hard to find. I'm tired and battered, worn the sole off my shoes. I'm wrestled and torn, short of nothing to lose. I'm tired and battered, sick of all of these people. Be so sorry, this city life could make you bored. When I was a child, I never stopped to question just what on earth I'd do this for. Look in the corner, a quiet television. Remember when you saw me there? Ask for 100,000 questions. I miss it, but I just don't care. I'm tired and battered, and the soul off my shoes. I'm wrestled and torn, I'm short of nothing to lose. I'm tired and battered, sick of all of these people. They never mean what they say. Say what they mean. They only want you to give in. I wish to God it could meet somebody that I could just spare. Or somebody that I could just spare. I'm tired and battered, worn the sole off my shoes. I'm wrestled and torn. I'm tired and bothered, sick of all of these people. They never mean what they say. They never say what they mean. They only want you to give in. I wish to God it could meet somebody that I could respect. Somebody that I could respect. Or somebody that I spell. Oh, somebody that I could just spell. Oh, somebody that I could just spell. And somebody that I could just spell. Oh, somebody that I could just spell. Yeah, somebody that I.
Let's get caught up one last time. After T. Hanks and Chinless Wonder back there, we heard I. St. James from London doing two songs, Your Life and Still, both from his 1-2-3 album, which is new. And I think I. St. James is kind of like a guy who makes beats, you know, and this is like a beats album. I played a beat on the last show as well, the Price is Right beat. So I have to admit, I'm not really in this world. I don't totally understand beats. Is it like they're made for other people to pick up and use in some way? I don't totally understand it. But I super like this 1-2-3 album, and I like a lot of the songs on it, including Your Life and Still, which we heard back there. So I hope you liked them too. Then after that, Monster Rally from Los Angeles, we heard them with a remix version of their song Isle Eyes. It was the Rum Tum remix, and I have to say the Rum Tum remix, which is recently released, sounds less like a remix and more like the real song for Isle Eyes than the actual Isle Eyes song, which is from their album from a little while back. And I don't know, I like the remix more. The real song sounds a little bit more disjointed, and it's like, I don't know, it doesn't work as well. So yeah, Monster Alley, Isle Eyes right there. Okay, then just before I started talking, from Austin, Texas, Voxtrot, they are back with a new EP. It is not what we heard. they do have a new thing, and that I could have just played something from that, I suppose. But instead, I played They Never Mean What They Say, which is a very old song. It was like a B-side on their first release or something. And I don't know, maybe they did release it in some capacity a million years ago, and I just never heard of it. But they re-released it recently, like for real. And so you can just get it, and it's super great. They Never Mean What They Say. I actually like it a little bit more than the actual new Voxtrot music, but maybe I'll circle back and play some of that sometime too, because it's not terrible or anything. Okay, finishing up this special What's Old Is New Again episode of the show, who better than Oswald, a band who often does covers of old music that I really like. Like, for example, they've done Beatles covers, they've done like a whole album of 80s covers. I super love Oswald and their covers. And they've got a new one that, of course, I love. It's a cover of Pure Imagination from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, like the original Gene Wilder great version of Pure Imagination, which, you know, I love that song. I'm sure I've played it half a dozen times on the show with different artists. But anyway, Oswald's got a new version. It's great. Super love it. It's a good one to end the show with. And I guess maybe they released it to capitalize on that new Wonka movie that's out with Chalamet. But it's just it's just not a good movie. I mean, forgettable, uninteresting, has so many good actors, had so much going for it. And it's just not a very good film, I would say. So, yeah, that's a sour note. Let's end on a positive note. Oswald, that's right, doing a cover, Pure Imagination, right here on this special What's Old Is New Again episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Be.
that does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Aleki and Kinky and Fancy Dance, all three by John Barry and his orchestra. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. You can also find links to follow me on social media, specifically Threads and Facebook, which I guess are both Meta, but whatever, that's where you can find me. And of course, there's playlists on Spotify for seasons of the show. Every time I put out a new episode, I put all the songs that are in the episode that are in Spotify into the playlist for that season, so you can just listen to season 21 playlist on Spotify and find all the songs. Though this episode, several of the songs on this episode not in there, so sorry. But usually more of it's in there. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. I do always love to hear from you. And I'll see you again in a couple of weeks with an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.